Hello to you. I'm Prashawn Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Acting and screen legend Paul Newman has died. A spokeswoman for Newman says the 83-year-old actor died Friday night after a battle with cancer. Paul Newman was nominated for 10 Academy Awards of a career that spanned three decades. Among his most notable films, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, The Hustler, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and The Sting. He won an Oscar in 1986 for The Color of Money. We head now to the campaign trail. Each candidate is claiming victory this morning after last night's debate. CNN political researcher Alan Silverleaf says what voters witnessed in last night's debate was a tie. But he says in relation to recent campaigning, that translates to a win for Obama. Meantime, the Democratic candidate is back on the trail today. Obama and his VP pick, Senator Joe Biden, have campaign stops in North Carolina, also in Virginia. Senator John McCain has not scheduled any events so far. His running mate, Sarah Palin, will be out, though, taking the campaign to Philadelphia. Lawmakers continue to work on the $700 billion financial rescue plan this weekend. Congressman Barney Frank says he's convinced there will be a deal by Sunday, but others are saying it will take till the beginning of the week to reach a deal. There are no specific details yet, but there is word of a major Democratic concession on the bailout. One major issue lawmakers have been stuck on is whether taxpayers will be the ones footing the bill. Heavy winds and rain for Bermuda today as Tropical Storm Kyle churns in the Atlantic. The storm is expected to pass well west of the island, but is still expected to dump a bunch of rain. Meantime, tropical storm watches could go up for New England today as Kyle continues to strengthen. Kyle's sustained winds are near 70 miles an hour, and forecasters warn it could turn into a Category 1 storm. Form a government or have millions starve. That's the word from Zimbabwe's Prime Minister-designate Morgan Tsvangirai. He says the new power-sharing government needs to be completely formed and calls for food aid. Millions are in need of food in Zimbabwe. The unity government has stalled over assigning ministerial positions. Tsvangirai says it needs to be formed in the next few days to avert the country's humanitarian crisis. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source, online, on TV, even when you're on the go.